The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from our five magazines that we subscribe to. They all come on different schedules, so let's see what we have this week. It is Easter this week. So from First for Women, a little thing about Easter called Thrive. The great gift of Easter is hope, and that is from Basil C. Hume, H-U-M-E. From Magnolia, the glow of inspiration. Inspiration is a word that gets thrown around a lot, but what does it mean and how does it feel? Here are some thoughts on how to find and follow inspiration whenever it strikes. Maybe once it felt as though you carried a muse in your back pocket. You'd strike out on some daily adventure, on foot, across town, in your mind. And somehow, knowing you had all you needed right with you, creek stones turned into bridges, sidewalks opened up as runways, notebooks burst with ideas, unbridled thoughts, lofty exploration. It didn't matter your starting pace, what you were good at, what title you or anyone else gave yourself, how creatively bent you were or weren't. We've all known the delight of letting our mind pick up something and run with it. Whether you knew it or not, one of the names we'd give that delight is inspiration. And chances are its effects rippled into your heart and mind in more ways than you realized. Self-editing? Not much. Need for peer approval? Maybe a little. But more often, you had this unfiltered way of letting an idea germinate. Patience wasn't procrastination, it was expectant waiting. You didn't panic if your imagination hit a dead end. You trusted it would circle on back. You held space for solving problems, let yourself wander outside the box, and figured that even if your wooden contraption never left the ground, you were basically flying anyway. Because it wasn't the outcome that mattered most, it was how it felt to be lit up inside. Glowing with hope. Maybe it's been a while since you experienced this sensation, or maybe you wonder if you ever really felt that surge. To find out, here's a starting point. Go back. Remember yourself in those earlier buoyant years, or moments of search and discovery. Think about what surrounded you, what little things you picked up and collected, what treasures you kept stashed in your backpack or journal. They stirred you for a reason, so pick them up again. See what happens. And then move from reflection to action. Do. Go. Seek. What new, fresh, untapped inspiration might be waiting for you with just a change of posture or movement? Revisit the kinds of places that once captivated you. Woodlands. Carnivals. Backcountry roads. Tucked away shops or pulsing cities. Get out there with empty hands and a curious heart. Sketch instead of type. Run in the rain. Play old albums. Get back on a horse. Put on your apron again. Return to those compelling inner terrains to see what they hold for you and where they might lead you today. Don't double-check a screen for what's inspiring other people. Don't go down the vortex of mimicry or doubt. Trust again. That you have what you need right with you. You have a mind, a body, and an extraordinary heart that's just waiting to be plugged in and turned bright. In focus, some easy Easter settings for your table. Add a hit of happy to any table with a festive fold. Excuse me. Friends and family are sure to smile as they take their seats at Easter brunch, thanks to this sweet and simple napkin fold idea. To do, roll or fold a patterned cloth dinner napkin into one long strip. Place a dyed Easter egg in the center of the strip, then simply lift both napkin ends on either side, wrapping the egg, as shown. It just makes the egg almost into a face that's surrounded with napkin, and then cinch the napkin with a ribbon at the top of the egg and display atop a plate. It's very cute and so simple. And Easter egg stains. If you accidentally get dye on your table while coloring Easter eggs, wipe the surface with a cloth dipped in one part vinegar and two parts water. Vinegar breaks down the stains. Avoid scrubbing hard as it could ruin the table's finish, though. So a light touch on that. From Good Housekeeping, is the book always better? You'll see film adaptations of these beloved page-turners in movie theaters and on streaming platforms this year. Read before you watch to answer that age-old question for yourself. The following are some classic books that are being made into movies. People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Rom-com queen Emily Henry just had her first of many adaptations make it to the screen. Several of her novels have been optioned for film. People We Meet on Vacation follows best friends and opposites, spontaneous Poppy and introverted Alex. They used to vacation together every year until a rift in their friendship. When they reunite for one last trip, they must confront their shared past and complicated feelings. The book has been adapted by Netflix. Next, Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, W-E-I-R. Author Andy Weir is no stranger to Hollywood adaptations. His book, The Martian, became a smash hit blockbuster starring Matt Damon. Project Hail Mary is another pulse-pounding blend of sci-fi and action. Following a middle school teacher turned amnesiac astronaut who must work with an alien to prevent an extinction-level event threatening to put out the sun. Watch Ryan Gosling race to keep the world from going dark when the film is released March 20th. So it's already out. The Magician's Nephew by C.S. Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Though it's the sixth book in the Chronicles of Narnia series, this is a prequel set 1,000 years before the events of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Two children encounter magic rings that whisk them to an enchanted wood, leading to the creation of the famous lamppost, the evil White Witch, and Narnia itself. The movie, directed by Barbie's Greta Gerwig, is slated for theatrical release in November. Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. That's a quote. Lovers of intense and gothic romance shouldn't miss Emily Bronte's breathtaking prose in this supernatural tale of obsession, tragedy, and revenge on windswept moors. Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, and Jacob Elordi from Saltburn bring the tortured longing as Catherine and Heathcliff in this bold adaptation, which was released February 13th. Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. The latest Hunger Games prequel, find all the references to the original series, is another hit, expanding on the history of Panem and its deadly games. Haymitch, later Katniss's alcoholic mentor, but here as a teenager, is chosen for the second quarter quell, the 50th annual Hunger Games. He must fight twice as many other tributes as usual as he struggles to start a rebellion and return to his girlfriend in District 12. The movie will be in theaters November 20th. Verity by Colleen Hoover is another film adaptation of a Colleen Hoover book. The first was It Ends With Us. This one is part psychological thriller and part romance. In it, struggling writer Loewen, played by Dakota Johnson, is asked to ghostwrite for comatose best-selling author Verity, played by Anne Hathaway. But as Loewen falls in love with Verity's husband and unearths Verity's disturbing, unpublished autobiography, her second chance begins to feel more like a nightmare. Follow the twists on the big screen when it's released October 2nd. And last, The Odyssey by Homer, H-O-M-E-R. There's no need to brush up on your ancient Greek, but it's well worth your time to read this translation of the epic poem. After the Trojan War, Odysseus must brave the vengeful whims of the gods and the dangers of the wine-dark sea on his 10-year journey home. The film adaptation by director Christopher Nolan, of Inception and Oppenheimer fame, promises a star-studded cast: Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Robert Pattinson, Anne Hathaway, and more, facing, we hope, Cyclops, Sirens, and Sea Monsters. It comes to theaters July 17th. From Good Housekeeping, creating a charming tiered vessel in two easy steps. This is a floral arrangement, wonderful for spring. First, simply stack two vases inside each other. Now, they are showing two white vases. They're not see-through or clear or anything, just two plain white vases. One's low and wide, and one's taller and thinner. Be sure to use sturdy, flat-bottomed ones of different heights for the best results. Then fill each layer with cold water and add freshly cut flowers such as tulips, daffodils, ranunculus, and sweet peas. They're just a few options. And it looks very casual and beautiful. And some spring reads from Good Housekeeping. Their March book club pick, which I realize is the last day of March, but Wait for Me by Amy Jo Burns, B-U-R-N-S. A mountain healer turned folk singer who disappeared and an amateur musician searching for answers about her mother are united by a meteor in this story about music, resilience, and love. And The Fountain by Casey Sciezca, S-C-I-E-S-Z-K-A. Vera is tired of being immortal. She's seeking the source of her powers to end them and die. But a secretive biotech firm and her small-town neighbors are racing toward the secret, too, whether it is of life or death. And once those Easter flowers die, from Woman's World, three ways to repurpose your flowers. Potpourri. Crumple dry flower petals into a bowl. Add a teaspoon of baking soda, which helps absorb odors, and a few drops of essential oil like lemon or lavender. Then place the bowl in closets or bathrooms to keep them smelling fresh. Gift wrap. Scatter dried petals between two sheets of parchment paper and gently iron them flat. Set the iron heat to low. Let cool. Then tape or glue the flowers to craft paper for a one-of-a-kind gift that's sure to delight. And third, a body scrub. Crush dried flower petals and mix with enough sugar and coconut oil to form a soft scrub. The flower petals add gentle exfoliation and a pretty scent, leaving you with smooth and sweet-smelling skin. From Woman's World, I hear mixed messages about my favorite morning coffee ritual. It's good for you, it's bad for you. What's the real story on caffeine? And their answer, for most healthy adults, moderate caffeine can absolutely fit into a healthy lifestyle. The average research trend is positive. Caffeine is a natural stimulant that revs up your central nervous system, helping you feel more awake, alert, and focused. Any major benefits? Yes, research links moderate caffeine intake with a lower risk of Parkinson's and possibly a slower rate of age-related cognitive decline. Where is it found? 1 8-ounce cup of coffee has about 100 milligrams. Black tea has 50, and green tea, 40 milligrams. Some coffee chain drinks are more concentrated. Starbucks 20-ounce Venti has 390 to 490 milligrams, depending on the roast. And energy drinks can range from 50 to 300 milligrams. Even decaf can have up to 15 milligrams. So how much is safe? Healthy adults can enjoy up to 400 milligrams of caffeine daily, which is 3 to 4 cups of coffee. Pregnant or breastfeeding women should limit it to under 200 milligrams per day, and teens less than 100. How long does it last? Caffeine can hang around in your system for 5 to 8 hours, so try to stop at least 8 hours before bed. And Joy's perky takeaway? If you enjoy caffeine, sip away. But if it doesn't love you, skip it. And if you have reflux, sleep issues, heart conditions, or irritable bowel, ask your healthcare professional for guidance. A couple little health items. Sunlight steadies blood sugar. If you're looking for an easy tool to help manage diabetes, take a seat by a sunny window. Research in the journal Cell Metabolism finds exposure to natural light significantly improves blood glucose control in people with type 2 diabetes. Those exposed to the sun's rays for 4 work days spent 14% more time in a healthy blood sugar range than those sitting in artificial light. Why? The sun helps regulate our body's internal clock, which guides how we process sugar. And eating whole foods slashes cancer risk. Staying healthy begins with filling your shopping cart with fewer items that contain long ingredient lists. Find a study in BMJ News. Turns out the chemicals added to processed foods to make them last longer may impact our cellular health in ways connected to cancer development. But avoiding processed fare is a proven way to help protect against disease. And since chemical add-ins are not always easy to spot, our researchers support opting for fresh, whole food ingredients over packages when possible. I always heard shop the outer rim of the store. That's where you get your produce, the meat, the dairy. All those are all the more natural and less processed foods. From Woman's World, feel your toes tapping with The Way I Am by Luke Combs. Country superstar Luke Combs has been dominating the charts in recent years. March 20th, he dropped his highly anticipated album, The Way I Am, featuring 22 new tracks. Fans have already gotten a taste with early releases like Sleepless in a Hotel Room, Giving Her Away, and My Kinda Saturday Night. Alongside the album, Combs is also kicking off his My Kinda Saturday Night tour on March 21st in Las Vegas, joined by special guests including Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, and other fan favorites who are sure to deliver unforgettable performances. From Woman's World, expert ways to stay safe from romance scams. They're some of the hardest to see coming because they don't just steal money, they exploit trust, says Abhishek Karnik, head of threat research for online protection company McAfee. But if you or a loved one can outsmart them with simple action plan, here's what he suggests. Watch for fast feelings. Be wary of individuals online who seem to be a dream come true and are also very eager to dive into deep conversations. If someone pushes intense emotions quickly, avoids video calls, or tries to move you off the app right away, it's a red flag. That said, many romance scams play out over months before the scammer claims they're sick, stranded abroad, or facing an emergency. One of the best ways to protect yourself is to verify who you're talking to by doing research online. Use a reverse image search on their photos and confirm there's a consistent, real posting history on social media. No online footprint, or one that's very new, can suggest something is off. If you have any concerns or believe you may have been victimized in a romance scam, tell someone right away. A lot of victims don't bring these situations up to family or friends, which means no one gets the chance to spot the red flags. Speaking up can help you get on the path to recovery. To report a romance scam, visit ic3.gov. The letter I, the letter C, the number 3.gov. I think it's the letter I. Maybe it's the number one. No, I think it's the letter I. From Woman's World, fresh and fruity sangria. A kiss of honey and juicy fruit liven up this Spanish classic. We need 2 apples, 2 oranges, 1 cup of strawberries chopped, 2 tablespoons honey, 1 regular 750 milliliter bottle of Merlot wine, 3/4 cup of orange juice, 1/3 cup of brandy, 1 cup of green seedless grapes, and 1 cup of red seedless grapes. This is basically a fruit salad you drink. Peel and core 1 apple. Cut it into 1/2-inch pieces. Peel 1 orange. Chop the segments. In a large container, combine apple and orange pieces with the strawberries and honey. Using a wooden spoon, muddle this fruit mixture. Stir in the wine, juice, and brandy. Cover and chill overnight. To serve, peel, core, and dice the remaining apple. Peel and separate segments of the remaining orange. Strain the wine mixture into a pitcher. Then add the diced apple, orange segments, and the grapes. And this makes 6 servings, active time 15 minutes, total time 8 hours. From Woman's World, a copycat eat broccoli cheese soup. Make sure to shred your own cheddar from a block of cheese for this take on a Panera staple. Pre-shredded can be gritty when melted into soups. This makes 8 servings. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 50. We need 4 tablespoons butter, 2 carrots shredded, 1/2 onion diced, 1 rib of celery diced, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 2 1/2 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 3 cups broccoli florets, 2 cups of milk, 12 ounces sharp cheddar cheese shredded, 6 ounces of Velveeta cut into 1-inch cubes, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Heat 1 tablespoon of the butter in a 4-quart pot over medium-high heat. Add carrots, onion, and celery. Cook 4 to 5 minutes or until onion is soft and translucent. Reduce heat to medium and stir in the remaining butter. Whisk in flour. Cook 1 minute, stirring often. Whisk in chicken broth. Bring to a simmer over medium. Simmer 5 minutes. Stir in broccoli. Simmer 7 to 8 minutes or until broccoli is crisp tender. Stir in milk. Cook 5 minutes. Stir in cheddar and Velveeta. Cook, stirring constantly, 5 minutes or until the cheese is melted. Divide among bowls. Sprinkle with pepper. And 1-pot chicken sausage, spinach, and rice. This is full of flavor, packed with protein and veggies, and conveniently made in 1 pot. We need 4 servings here. Active time, only 10 minutes. Total time, 35. We need 2 teaspoons garlic powder, 2 teaspoons dried oregano, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, that's optional, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 12 ounces, that's 5 to 6 links, fully cooked Italian-style chicken sausage, sliced into 1/8-inch thick rounds, 1 1/2 cups uncooked jasmine rice, that's white rice, rinsed, 4 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 3 cups roughly chopped baby spinach, that's about 4 ounces, the juice of 1 lemon, 1 tablespoon coconut aminos or reduced sodium soy sauce. In a small bowl, mix garlic powder, oregano, salt, black pepper, and the red pepper flakes if you're using them. Set aside. Heat oil in a large lidded saute pan or Dutch oven over medium heat. Add sausage and cook until browned and crisp, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Transfer to a plate. In the same pan, add rice. Cook, stirring occasionally until golden and fragrant, about 1 minute. Stir in spices and broth and bring to a boil over medium-high heat. Reduce heat to low, cover and cook until liquid is absorbed and rice is fluffy, 14 to 16 minutes, stirring halfway through to prevent sticking. Add spinach, lemon juice, and coconut aminos, or the soy sauce, and stir until spinach is wilted, about a minute. Turn off heat, return sausage to the pan, and mix well. Spoon into four bowls, and serve. And of course, we need dessert. From Woman's World, brown sugar frosting turns cake mix into a dessert marvel, caramel cupcakes. This makes 24. Active time, 45 minutes. Total time, 2 hours. We need 1 15-1/4 ounce package of chocolate cake mix, 3 eggs, 2 1/3 cups butter softened, 1 cup dark brown sugar, 1/3 cup of milk, 3 cups confectioner's sugar, 1/2 cup of caramel topping, and 1/3 cup chopped pecans. Heat oven to 350. Line 24 muffin cups with liners. Prepare the cake mix as per package directions with 1 1/4 cups water, eggs, and 1/3 cup butter. Divide among the 24 liners. Bake 18 to 20 minutes and cool. In a microwave-safe bowl, microwave the brown sugar and milk at 15-second intervals until melted. On medium, beat 2 cups butter, 2 minutes. On low, beat in the brown sugar mixture. Beat in confectioner's sugar. On medium-high, beat 2 minutes. Transfer to a pastry bag fitted with a plain tip. Pipe frosting on the cupcakes, then drizzle with caramel topping and nuts. Now I'm hungry. From Woman's World. Smart swaps. You ran out of matches? They've got a solution. Grab a spaghetti noodle to light the candles on that birthday cake. Light the uncooked pasta. Yes, it's flammable. And use it to bring the flame from wick to wick on your birthday candles or whatever candles. The pasta burns much slower than a match, so you can easily light each candle. As a bonus, the noodles can double as birthday candles when you don't have any. I guess you could just break it into certain size pieces, and there you go. You don't have to buy separate candles. And a moment for you. Comfort is never far. We all need a little extra strength, encouragement, and reassurance sometimes. And don't worry, it'll come. Life has a way of sending us angels when we need them most. And they're almost here. In the meantime, look past today and know that easier times are on the way. And we've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Please join me next time. Bye now.